Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We just had instructions and guidance given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's talking about why we need to build institutions in the community of our own. So tonight's show, we have guests. We have guests in our show that are actually doing things to either build communities or move to communities of their own, or they are trying to take control of the communities they are currently living in. Tonight we have a returning guest, our brother Sean X. Fields. Our brother is an entrepreneur. He's a black man doing for himself. He's deeply involved in community. Not only is he has business for himself, property development, construction, he also helps other brothers and sisters with their businesses and incubators. So he's very involved in helping his people, his community, and he's very involved in his mosque in Jackson, Mississippi. Tonight we have him on because, as if he wasn't doing enough, our brother has decided to venture off into the political world. And give him a chance to share with us why he's doing that and what can he and his community benefit from his endeavors in politics. So I'm going to open Brother Sean's mic. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sean.
Well, looking so long, Brother Coffin, huh?
Yes, sir, brother. We are so glad and honored to have you back on our show, brother. And I want to be the first of the Time to Leave group team to congratulate you for your victory winning the position of alderman of Ward 4 in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Is it possible you can do something to get a little bit more volume on your phone?
Okay, let me just try phone.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked. It's like he dropped off. Well, inshallah, when he comes back, he have a little bit more volume in his phone and a little clearer. So once again, Brother Sean has recently won the position of alderman in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And like I was saying before, the brother is already doing a lot in his community. And I want to know, and I want him to share with all of you, why he has endeavored to take that responsibility. As you know, being active in politics and having a public seat is really work in addition to what you might be doing to make your living, what you might be doing in the community. However, Brother Sean has found it worthy to extend himself to do that. And me, for one, I want to know what benefit is his community and the people around him going to get with his involvement, you know, with his opposition, what you're up against. And it looks like he's back on.
Yes, yes sir. Welcome.
Brother Sean, welcome back.
Yes, sir. Praise you, Lord. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. You sound good. But the first question, not a problem. The first question I'm going to ask you, brother, is what was the reasons? What made you decide to engage in taking a position as alderman, a political position? First of all, if you can tell us what the alderman position is and why you decided to run and what you can do to change or affect your community being in that position.
Okay. Alderman position is, in larger cities, it's called the city council. Have the same direct power or a little more power, because in the alderman position, that means less than 10,000 in the city limits, and that and you're more powerful at times than the mayor, because the mayor cannot vote on anything. You put all powers and procedures of the city, and you hire and fire all heads of the chief of police department, every head of every department, street department, everything in the city. So, and what they call weak mayorship. So the mayor only can veto, but they can't vote on anything. So the in the little towns and the little cities, alderman is the so we have five.
Yes, sir.
Four. So that's the power of an alderman. It's a lower, smaller city, which is
okay, than
a city council.
Yes, sir. So what do you hope to accomplish in the position of alderman for your ward?
Too often, Brother Carlton, where I've been doing the influence of the alderman and the mayor in the city of Philadelphia on the outside. But this time, inshallah, that he allowed me to be on the tape at these and the things I do. We have a depleted area where I'm from, and they always look over even the parks and recs. So all the money goes to what they call a north side park instead of the west side, which is that's us. So trying to change in that and getting the streets, roads, ditches, cleaning up the community, facelift, you know, and putting a business district in here. They had put us with no business district. We are all considered from my whole ward is residential. So there's, and what the minister teaches is there's no business, there's no life. So that's the one of the policy procedures I'm looking at to get land to in our ward
as a business district. That's the one of the plans.
Okay. You said that it's mostly a residential. Is it, describe the demographic somewhat. Is it mostly rural or is it suburban?
No.
Or is it mostly black?
It's black. It's most probably 95% or 90% black. But what I think, no, it was a business district. Growing up, we had a business district. And matter of fact, the home and the business I operate in my house, in my building, is grandfathered in.
Okay.
So, but I'm talking about there's no, you cannot get on the internet and like look up, say, I want to put a business in a black district, Ward 4. It would not come up in the property because they rezone it as all residential. No, there is some business spots that in the past, like historical, even our school is historical. Booker T is a head start now, but it's a Booker T Washington school. So there was a business district growing up, but they have, in the past years, probably 20 or 30 years, have made it all residential on purpose.
Okay. And so what other plans do you have for the board? You want to build a business district? Are you planning to do any programs or any other
yes, sir.
Training?
Well,
or if you can give us a description.
Yes, sir. When Allah encouraged me in my spirit to run, because there's two things I never wanted to be, Brother Carpenter, and no disrespect to both of the positions. I never wanted to be a preacher nor a politician.
Okay.
So Allah, my wife, when I told her that he got in my spirit to do this, she's like, what happened? Because you never, so I know it wasn't me. It was Allah who guided me to this position. I never wanted to be neither one of those things. But answer your question, while he was showing me to do that, he gave me a 12-point action plan. That's what it means. It was on my door hangers and promotions. That's my platform, and I can give it to you real quick. And then it's a 12-point action plan.
Yes, sir.
And it says 2021 to 2025. It's a four-year term. And I can read the first one Allah gave me. It said, mentoring programs for the youth and virtual learning, creating a digital hub at the Westside Community Center. We have a community center in my ward. And number two is a senior program to assist our elderly. Number three is a GED GED job training and job readiness program for young adults. Number four, economic development for entrepreneurs. Number five is home buyer, home ownership, and home financial literacy programs.
Wow.
Number five. Number six is community policies, community policing, and police relationship program. And number seven is promote clean ditches, well-kept streets, vacant property lots to increase property value. And number eight is uniting churches, civic organizations, park and recreation development, building trades, and recreation to minimize crime. And number nine is to develop a substance abuse program. Number 10, funds to upgrade parks, swimming pool, because we have a destined swimming pool in our district, just dry.
Mm-hmm.
A historical program. Like the Booker T Gym. We have a gym that was connected to the old Booker T School that needs to be renovated, and a football field, the youth program. Number 11 is making sure proper street lights are up and installing cameras in high crime areas to make Ward 4 a safe for its citizens. And number 12 is to promote and position Ward 4 to represent the best ward of the city of Philadelphia. And the end of it, it said, united, we can achieve all these goals with God's help, ready to serve.
Man, brother, that's exciting, brother. You know, I can understand, and you shared with me earlier, you had an overwhelming, victorious win. So I interpret that to mean that the voters, your constituents, really support your program.
Yes, sir.
So,
and that's why when at the end you're together, united, we can achieve these goals with God's help. What I'm saying, with us united, we can achieve. It's not going to be Brother Sean. I'm not a messiah. I'm not the person that float down off the mothership to save the whole community. But united, we can do it together. All those 12 programs and more that God, Allah showed me to do.
Yes, sir. So what are your plans to capitalize on this momentum that you have with the people who elect you in? What are your plans to take this momentum and build a team? Because just like you said, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. You have to have a team. So how are you going to do that? I know now, first of all, let our audience know, you have experience building teams to do community work.
Sir.
So how will you apply that experience to the greater public in your ward?
With being a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, that I do not have to recreate the wheel. So you see the 12 points. The 12 points Allah gave me, and that's the 12 points. That is the 12 in the back of the paper. It's not the same meaning, but it's the number is significant. So,
yes, sir.
And the significant what I'm going to do is going to be 9 to 10, where we have 9 to 10 ministries. I'll have 9 to 10 committees.
Okay.
To start, and that will be included for everything that we have in our nine, but I see I got to add a 10 that Allah is showing me, and I'll call it committee instead of ministries.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to get ahead of every committee. It's going to be ahead of every committee from the community, from the ward for.
Wow. So here you have a lot of program plans for the youth. How's the youth responded to your victory in your position?
The youth are very, they came out in droves, and they haven't came out
wow.
like that. They haven't been in ward for a victory that massive since the
wow.
history of Weeds dealt our district. My aunt carried my dad's twin sister years ago. She carried the position, I think, 12 to 16 years, and she only won or lost between 20 to 30 votes. It never been our community that margin that I won. I think it came out to be 323 votes to 100. So I had 78% of the votes.
So what do you attribute that to?
Attribute to my the work that Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Honorable Louis Farrakhan,
is
teaching all of us, the students, to work. I've been working in the community, and every time I spoke, it was just like I let my work speak for me. So I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to compete. I wasn't competing with anyone. I had everything working against me to lose. I ran as an independent because I'm not a Republican or a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and I ran against. I am a Muslim in the city of Philadelphia, Mississippi, where it's known, well known as racism, where the civil rights movement got killed at, murdered, assassinated. And the young lady, I was an older lady, she's a Christian, and she's a co-owner and a co-founder of a church with a husband who's a pastor, retired pastor, that they own, they co-own the church. And I had everything, if you see it on paper, against me to not even win. Allah saw fit to happen in massive. The numbers show that it's Allah, not me. Because 78% of the vote is like it was no chance of winning.
Wow. That's true. That describes a lot of potential. To have that momentum and to have many people behind you. So with that being the case, what are some of your biggest challenges that you face to achieve your goals?
The biggest challenge is this, is that right now, for a minority or black, we only have 2 aldermen, Ward 3 and Ward 4, and we have 3 other race as white, and that's the challenge, because they got a 3-2 vote right now on a project, on any project. But I'm leaning on that. Yes, right. So, like I said, we are the governing body. So, but I'm not leaning on that. I'm just going to be at the table fighting for things, but I'm also looking at, when you read one of my things, you said I'm seeking funding. I'm already seeking funding and outside funding from other sources to create, to get the goal that I have. So the only thing I want them to say, okay, we're not going to fund this, but we're not in your way of doing it. So I'll go get the money the way we know how to go get it.
Man, that was going to be my next question, the funding. So what you're saying is that the board that you're on, they have the power to grant funds and not grant funds. However, you have the opportunity to go get funds outside. However, depending on what the project is, they may still, if they didn't see fit, they could still prevent you from doing certain projects, even if you get your own funding. Is that the case?
No, that part I don't think it would happen, but because most of that part of the thing is saying we're not going to fund it, but we're okay if you can go get it, you know.
Okay.
That's my thinking. Now you can't say we don't want that project done, whatever, but with the community and the city behind me, that I think that'll be a more problematic for them instead of us.
Yeah, you got the momentum of the people behind you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And also, a lot of people who have left here and been successful in business or money, have money. So I'm already have them on, like, for the youth and community projects. I'm having them on standby to ready to execute some moves.
Okay. Okay.
And I already have started going to. I'm sorry. To each church.
No, go ahead.
I have gone to. I spoke at one church a week ago at the Bible summer vacation, and I'm going to each church in my ward for every Sunday. But I've been transportation on my business the last 2 weekends, and I'm be gone this weekend. But when I get back, inshallah, until we open up, I'm going to each church and attend. You know, usually a politician go behind and before. But I'm going after and building a relationship with each minister, or each preacher, and then I'm going to go get them assignment after I come back. I'm going to their church, visit, and sit down with them, and then the next time I'll be reorganizing all the churches.
Wow. So speaking of churches and ministers, how have they responded to you being a Muslim, and especially a Muslim follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad?
Well, like I told you on the offline conversation, Brother Carlson.
Yes, sir.
I always represent the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but I make friends first. Then, the position that I hold for as being a student on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad comes after that. But I make friends first, so they get to know Brother Shah. Then they know what the teachers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So that's an easy pill to swallow, because I can sell myself, and then definitely I can sell the teachings by my behavior and my discipline.
So that being said, how's the response of the Christian community been?
I just told you I spoke. I carried at the youth and adult summer Bible study, school. I spoke on the Monday, and I came back to the church that Sunday, and the pastor stood me up and spoke highly of them. Yes, so, and I was on the program. I didn't see, that's the program I sent you. That was, they put me on the front of their Sunday meeting about speaking at the thing, and they have the church program for the week that Sunday on inside of it. So, by the grace of Allah, I think we're making friends for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Praise be to Allah, brother. That's so exciting. Let's shift a little bit and talk about business.
Yes, sir.
How has the business community, I know that you said in your ward there's not much of a business district, but I'm sure you have peers that you grew up with that have gone out to, you know, left the area and, you know, gone out to other big cities and maybe made some, or retired and got some money and they're coming back. How are the, the members of the business community responding to you being on the post?
They responded very much so. That was those ones in the wind that have in the pocket to launch when it's time to execute some financial business opportunity or some financial thing. But I have met with a bankers in Jackson because, you know, we have that, as of now, we have that building and the incubator in Jackson. I met with a banker. He's willing to come to do some financial literacy and some financing on business and personal homes. And I was on a trip this weekend. It happened to be a Caucasian who's over one bank in the city, but he's lived in the next city. His son played the AAU ball, and he's coming. He has committed to come to my community to do workshops for me for financial literacy and first-time home buyers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He had committed. So I'm already networking underground to get this that Allah had put in place. So, yes, I have no grass growing. Everywhere I go, even when I'm working my other businesses, I was in your state, in Georgia, this weekend. That's where I made that commitment with a Caucasian president bank who's a president of the bank in the city. He just don't live here. But that'll be a plus for me because he always worry about the local pressures because he actually don't live here. But he's committed to do that. And so that's what I'm working on. And I got other avenues. Black bankers in Jackson will come here.
So staying on the business tip, yeah, thank you for that answer, brother. That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of close out on the business tip, say entrepreneurs, professionals, business people in Jackson or even in Philadelphia or in the county or in that area, why would they want to buy in with your program to either partner with you or invest in your programs? What incentive does a business person have to support you with your programs?
It's incentive, and I went to the opening of the Choctaw Indian Fair last night. I am a close social or friend to the chief of that. We have two casinos. I worked with my personal my life. I worked 14 years. I was director of transportation at the tribe. I was over both valets at the casino of their casino, Golden Moon and Silver Star, and I was over the transportation department. So I managed about 60 people. And before they changed chief and she eliminated a lot of jobs. So that's when I went back on full-time on communicating with him. I was at the opening last night fair. And so they have, to let you know, they are the biggest employers in central Mississippi. So it's two casinos. And they're a local Marty Stewart, country singer, is bringing Congress here. And he's been working on it before the COVID. He's buying every property in the city to open up he's bringing his show. Marty Stewart show was in Nashville, the country music store, and he's bringing it here. It's a lot of attraction that if you get on the front end up this when it booms, you'll be profitable to be in the city.
Wow.
Housing and all that. So, and the casino has been there since 94. So,
yes, sir.
So there's a reason why I want you to invest in my ward in the city.
Mm. Wow, but
so,
I have
Allah has put in a position. And if we buy into See, what we have, and I'm trying to slowly bring it, what this city is doing, try to deny the past instead of embracing the past. We have, with the civil rights workers getting killed here and all that, if we embrace that, it will be a world historical place to visit. Because there's a lot of historical stuff happened here, but it's such a negative for what happened, they don't not embrace it. But if you embrace it, you'll make a lot of money economically for embracing that what happened here.
Wow.
So it will be a triple threat with Marty Stewart Country Congress here and shows here, because he bought the old movie theater where he's renovated now, going to be a amphitheater. And then you have the tribe with the historical Choctaw tribe that have the casinos here. Then you have the historical thing that happened with the civil rights worker and the civil rights Martin Luther King visited the city. So you have that trail. Then you had the Trail of Tears of the tribe had to leave here to go to Oklahoma. So you have so much history. If we embrace it, it will be a very special place to come visit. This is for the history of it. So it's there. We just got to market it right, and we got to embrace it instead of denying what happened.
Wow. Yeah, that is quite an opportunity, and I can see that, you know, this opportunity as a business person to gain these benefits, and we should seriously consider partnering with you. We're halfway through our show, Brother Sean. I'm going to take a minute to pause for station identification. This is the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We're talking with our guest, Brother Sean X. Fields, who just recently became the alderman of Ward 4 in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And he is a registered Muslim in the Nation of Islam. And he's explaining to us how his political involvement is enabling him to help get more control in his community. If you would like to ask Brother Sean a question or make a comment, push the 1 on your dial right now. We'll recognize you in the queue, and we will bring you into the conversation. Well, Brother Sean, this is exciting. We're going to go over to a different aspect of what you're doing. You know, traditionally, Muslims haven't really gotten involved in politics. And, you know, in the not too distant future, a lot of us were discouraged saying, you know, the Muslims don't vote. That was a while ago. But obviously that's changed. So what would you say to some of our believers who may feel that politics is not necessarily the best way to reach our people?
Well, to the believers, in my humble opinion, who believes that, Brother Carlton, who thinks that, I feel like they're not actually working in the community. Mm-hmm. Because if you're working in the community, you're going to have a say-so other than a voice of speaking. You need to be at the table, not changing your position. But because that's what a lot of people probably, a lot of brothers and sisters are afraid of, that they're get westernized or politicalized how they live. But if you just stay on your foundation, which is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teachings, don't have to worry about that. Just stay focused. I want everybody to continue to pray for me, because it's easy to do that. It's easy get involved and get, and I'm not saying I'm strong enough to sustain that. But with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Allah's help, I'm going to be fine. But we have to get engaged. We cannot learn how to run a nation if we don't know how to be in position to run a nation.
Mm-hmm.
See, the more we get deeper into teachings, some of us will get more spooky. Like, how can you take over a city that Allah give us a city today, and you haven't never learned how to govern?
Wow.
How can you take a state, like we're going to take 6 to 8 states that Allah is going to give us, but you've never been governed. You've never been a governor. You never know how to govern a state. Say, one thing Allah is not going to do is not fail. And that's why we're holding ourselves back from him giving us that, because after I learned everything I need to know to govern, how to govern the city, I'm ready for Allah to give me this city come blank.
Wow.
So we get ourselves in position and stop just talking. You know what I mean? A good talk. But when someone give it to you and you don't know how to operate it, it's no good for you. So you have to learn how to operate cities, towns, states, world.
Wow, brother. That's you just made a drop the mic statement, brother. You know, it's like what you do is you drew the correlation between knowing how to build a nation and staying and wanting to build a nation. You know, you made it real. It's real. I mean, if you want to, you know, yeah, we want to separate. We want to separate into a territory of our own. But what do you do when you get it? What if you get blessed with it? How do we show we have the competency to do it? And, you know,
the teaching's been here 90 years. So there's a reason why Allah haven't given us the state he promised. Because he never lies, but he cannot fail. And the Honorable Elijah said the nation will not fall again. He don't lie. So he cannot give it to us, and we haven't prepared ourselves to run it.
Wow. And in addition, you're making friends with all walks of life.
Because that's what you say. He said he's going to help. So, sorry, go ahead.
No. You're just saying you're making friends in all walks of life. You're building a reputation. You're representing a Muslim in the best manner that Allah has made available to you. And every victory that you have will help you and help us to be in a position when we do get, you know, opportunities to come up. So, brother, you know, that's wow, you really shine a light on something. I'm sure that's eye opening for a lot of believers.
Yes, yes, sir. Because I'm Elijah Muhammad. Allah never promised silos. He never promised. He said you have friends on all walks of life. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with black people. I don't need any more friends, but Allah said he's going to give us friends of all walks of life. So therefore, if you're going to deal with all walks of life, you got to know how to deal with all walks of life. It just can't be just us and talking our talk. Yes, we got to talk our talk, but we got to also talk to, Allah going to bless us to even learn how to language of the birds, why can't we learn language of other people?
Yes, sir. When you say friends of all walks of life, I think a lot of us may have the picture that these are people that we may socialize with. You know, we can sit down and, you know, have casual conversation with and break bread together and, you know, talk about things. But what I understand that to mean is that there's people out there that will give us opportunity as a people that will, you know, give us opportunity in business, have business agreements, business opportunities, and all kinds of opportunities to further our nation.
Yes, sir, Brother, I think we told the minister get on us so much about when we use the word love, we use different words. We so shallow with our words. Friends, in the Bible, if I'm not mistaken, it says, a friend would lay down his life. A person would lay down his life for a friend. So it's like they will give you life as a friend. It's not saying rather the other board members, I speak to them, I shake their hands, I would like to have a social, be their friends, but I don't try to go home and barbecue with them and try to get in their personal. That's the bare minimum of a friend. But a friend would say, I know this situation. I have this banker that I can help you with your project. That's a friend to help you further your whole nation, your whole ideal of what you're trying to accomplish. That is a true friend, but just somebody come over and eat and let's laugh and drink whatever, that's not a friend. People do that every day. I see brothers in corners that really not each other friends. They meet each other at the tree every day, drink beer and get intoxicated, smoke loud, but they ain't mean they're friends. They just doing a certain act together.
Right.
But I'm talking about wanting to tell you that you're down. I got a job for you. Come work with me and let me help you afford your life. That is a friend.
Wow.
Let's stop drinking under the tree and let's start creating something to develop you, to make you a better man for a husband or make you a better woman for a wife. That is a friend. A friend who drink beer or just kick it with you, that's not a friend. So I'm not looking for that when I deal with Caucasians or any other person outside of my race, even my own race, even my own brothers. I'm not looking for Brother Carlton to say, Brother Sean, come to Georgia and stop with me and kick it with me and my wife. That will be a thing later on. But I'm talking about the thing is, Brother Carlton's not talking about a law and business and furthering our nation. I really don't have much time for Brother Carlton on that.
That's right. Well, I could bear witness, brother. You got your own business. You got multiple businesses. You got family commitments, and you got your boss commitments. And so and I'm like, wow! And now you're going into politics. So it's
overwhelming.
It's definitely a labor of love.
But I just wanted to be the best student that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan had. That's my whole mission.
Wow. You hear that, brothers and sisters? If anybody has any questions or comments, press the one and I'll bring you in. Other than that, we're going to keep going. So, brother, it's exciting to hear what you have, what you're in the process of accomplishing for your community. And it's exciting to hear that the community as well is excited about what you're trying to do. So, now I want to continue to emphasize the fact that you're not only doing your politics, you're doing your business, and you got the family, and you've taken on more responsibility for yourself.
Yes, sir. And Brother Carlson, it's not like I'm in an easy zone. It's the last one you didn't mention. I'm also risking my life. Because this is not a easy thing for the other side of the community to accept me in this role as being who I represent. So my life is always in danger, not nervously or whatever. I understand.
Real.
See, they don't want to kill the man. They want to kill the ideal.
Wow.
So therefore, I'm always, the man. They don't care about Brother Sean. Ex Muhammad or whatever, seals Muhammad. They want to kill the ideal because I carry the, I'm pregnant in my mind, in my body with the messenger teaching and with the unbelievable Farrakhan spirit. So they want to kill the baby in me. So it's not me. I'm nothing, but the ideal that I will represent that and still be whatever. No, that is the deal. I'm not going to deny the minister. The messenger. I'm not going to do that. So I am going to try to implement our programs, and maybe I have to change the wording or something to keep people not afraid. But it's going to be the president. That 12-point program. That's what we got back in our paper. But it's not the same meaning, but the same goals. The 9 ministries, the 9 committees, 10 ministries. That's not our. Not saying ministries, but it's going to say committee. So I can't do, I have to recreate the wheel. I'm nothing without the Honorable Life, the Honorable Teacher, the Honorable Spirit, trying to represent. I'm nothing without those men.
I'm clear on that. Something you said sparked our audience response. We got the board lighting up. We're going to the caller with the last 4 digits, 1110. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Ann. I was I was very interested in your talk about the trail of visitation for black people. Now, that is something I am very interested in, and so interested, as a matter of fact, that I have talked previously with a travel agent about developing a historic tour or something of that nature for Black people. So I think that is a good idea.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. But thank you for sharing that with us, Sister Ann.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if there's any information that you can share on that, or if you are the one to do it, let me know. And I would love to be an investor in something of that nature.
Yes, ma'am.
And participate
in. Sister Ann, they have a civil rights, just really what a monument is. Actually, at the church I spoke, that was one of the last places that they have their monument right in front of the church, Mount Nebo Baptist Church. Look up that. That's one of the churches I spoke at last 2 weeks ago. I had the Bible, and that's one of the last places that the civil rights workers came, one of the last. They came to that church.
Okay.
Before they got assassinated. So they have a small one. It's very minute. When they have a civil rights, because I own my own transportation, I'm going to have movies and everything. So I'm going to increase that, inshallah. I'm going to increase that to make it more insightful. It's been there for a while. They have a little tour from when you come to the Chamber of Commerce, CDP in our city. But when I get my feet wet inside, I'm going to, inshallah, make it grander and better. So we have
Okay, because I have some sites that I visited in South Carolina, right off the Georgia line, that would fit in with what you're doing.
Praise be to Allah. So, Sister Ann, I know the doc got my number and everything, and I would love to talk to you offline to help me a little bit more and so I get insight. Because I will be going to South Carolina in the morning. In the morning, I'm taking the AAU group to Augusta, South Carolina. They're playing basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a group there. In the morning.
All right. Well, it's certainly nice to hear you and hear all that you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and may Allah continue blessing you and Doc at the forum. So.
Thank you.
And I'm sure, Brother Sean, if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about your programs, you'll be able to leave some information where they can contact you.
Contact me at on 601-575-3647. And I'll get the information from there.
Okay, yes, say it one more time.
601-575-3647, Brother Sean, Steele's mom.
So, and plus you have your Facebook page as well. Do you use that for communication?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's at Sean, keep it, so everybody can know me locally, is at Sean Steele's Facebook. It's SHAUNSEALES Facebook, and that's me. You'll see Supreme Transportation poster on my Facebook page.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, and so we have another caller. Let me bring that other caller in. Caller with the last four digits, 9014. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Hadia out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I just wanted to comment. I was really enjoying the conversation, and I just wanted to applaud Brother Sean on his work and representing the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I did want his contact information as well, so thank you for that. And I really wanted to look at your 12-point program again. Is that online anywhere, or
it was,
you know,
on
something
my,
like?
Yes, ma'am. It was on my. I had a Sean Steele's Ultimate Ward 4 Facebook page. It's on there as well. But as soon as you call me, I can. As soon as you text me, whatever, I can send you that format. I have it. It was on my door hangers. I went to another thing, Brother Carter. I went to the whole ward is not big now. It's like 1,200 people. I went to. I didn't let anyone help me. I went door to door, each house myself, every apartment.
Wow.
Every house.
Wow.
I took several months. I walked to each home. And they, if they had cameras, if I, they wasn't there, I put the door hanger, they saw me on their cameras. Each individual.
Man.
Ask them personally for their vote.
Now that's pounding the paper.
Yes. I didn't let my wife, I didn't let my team, I didn't let anybody. These people need to see me.
That's right.
And my family came from Georgia and the area in Florida, and we fed the whole community free. And they paid, my family paid for it. They came all over. My nephews, the Secret, one of them was Secret Service. He came. All of them came.
Wow.
And we fed the community.
Praise be to Allah. Did you have more questions, Sister Hadia?
No, sir. Well, just that number that you gave, so that's a cell phone. You can get text messages on that number.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much. And may Allah continue to bless you as well, brother. If you earn the vote and the trust of the people for your work, it's just beautiful to hear what you're doing. So may Allah bless you, continue to bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Keep me in your prayers, sister.
Yes,
me in
sir.
Your prayers,
I sure will. Yes, sir.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you, Sister Dia. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam, sir.
So I have another question for you, Brother Sean. To your knowledge,
yes,
is there a Muslim politicians networking group or group where, because we have a few politicians that are out in the country, and I would think that we would benefit from, you know, some of the seniors, you know, giving advice and, you know, guidance to the juniors and even peers. As peers, you could share techniques and share your stories and successes and failures with each other. Do you know that exists?
I don't know the alliance, but I know several judge in Jackson I met, but I can't think of his name right now, but I'm very connection with them, and I have been. That's why I guess a lot been grooming, because I've been meeting since we had acquired that property in Jackson. I've been meeting with so many former students on Elijah Muhammad and other orthodoxy imams community. I have with doctors and stuff like that. So I'm very well versed with the imam community down there in New Medina. That's in Marion County in Hattiesburg area. So I'm the doctor who was the imam. He's an actual OGBYN, Dr. Ali. We actually built a house together. I worked on his contracting license. So I'm very studious with the ones who's not even in our community per se, you know, about on the unbelievable hunt. So no longer, you know. So, yes, I'm reaching out to every support group I have, but I have not known in, you know, political ones at this point, but some have been in politics in Jackson.
Wow. Well, I guess all of you all are so busy, it'd be difficult to take time to build something like that, but it's good that, you know, that you have some. And
but
I'm
they do have a Black Alliance of aldermen and councilmen, though. They have that. I'm joining that as soon as I get a chance.
Oh, okay. Is that local or national or statewide?
That's a national and statewide. But they got a national.
Wow.
I'm going to join that. I got a brother that works in NI with us. It's a community activist. He got all the connects for me. He's working with us in the Hollis Walker Muhammad Foundation, Brother Mac Epps. So he's connected in the dots with me with all those organizations, so I can join those Black alliances.
Praise be to Allah. Well, brother, as we wind up the show, I want to tell all our listeners and any of your associates that may be on the show, Brother Sean, that they can listen. If there's anything that they needed to pull off the notes, they can listen to the replay of this at blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Leave. If you're listening to it by calling in, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/time, the word to, and leave, and you can listen to this wonderful broadcast. So, Brother Sean, is there anything that you wanted, any final words you want to have for our listening audience before we close the show?
The final word I say, Brother Carlton, I want to thank you and all your team for inviting me, and I appreciate you all. I appreciate the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Farrakhan for inspiring us to do all the stuff we're trying to do. And I thank Allah for just being here and trying to be a good representative of all those three men. So I just want to thank, and I want everyone to continue praying for me and my family. It's love on us since I'm gone a lot, and I'm going to be gone even more trying to build our nation. So just keep me in your prayers, and I want to thank you, brother, and I will be, I am so humbled that you asked me to be on the show. And I thank God for you and your family and for our whole nation of Islam.
Well, Brother Sean, you are most certainly welcome. And we thank you, brother, for not only coming on the show, but for taking a bold stance to be such a visible representative and your commitment to the teachings and the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And our prayers will be not only for your success, but the safety of yourself and your family and those who have the courage to stand up with you, brother. So we pray that Allah protects you and that Allah will use you to further his will. Thank you very much, brother. Until next time, may Allah bless you, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walk. Climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family land. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which I'm